T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Today's Savage or Sensible, the poll already going back and forth, back and forth. So close right now, up at 98pxy.com. You can text in the keyword VOTE to 585-222-9800 if you want to jump in. Today, Savage or Sensible, dressing up your pet in a Halloween costume even though you know they hate it.
Don't think that's a thing that you know.
You, Breezy, you definitely know. You can tell the look on their face, the body language.
Okay, Dr. Doolittle.
They're embarrassed. At best, they're embarrassed, right? At worst, they're mad.
Embarrassment is a choice.
They're mad. Yes, tell that to the dogs and the cats. At best, they're embarrassed. At worst, they're plotting how to murder you, which is how I look. I bring this up as someone who has tried to put a costume on my cat Nugget, okay? And listen, when we had little Madden, our little 5-pound Pomeranian, I mean, there's boxes of Madden Halloween costumes. So my wife also guilty of doing this. So listen, I'm not trying to throw stones here and come from a place of, you know, my ivory tower or whatever. Like, I've done this too, and that's why I know that this is savage. I've yet to see any pet. And some people are trying to push back on this statement, but I've yet to see any pet who has ever seemed happy to be in a Halloween costume. Never seen it happen.
Okay.
Why would they? Why? They're a dog. You know, they're a cat. They're not supposed to be dressed up as a pirate. Or, listen, you need to go and vote at 98pxy.com on today's poll for Savage or Sensible just to see the photo that I have paired with this. Breezy, you cannot tell me that dog is not miserable. He is so embarrassed.
I mean,
it's adorable. I'm not going to knock that. But look at his eyes.
Okay, it's also a bulldog.
Look at his eyes. His eyes
look miserable anyway.
His eyes are screaming, why are you doing this to me? Why? Why would you do this to me?
It also kind of looks Photoshopped, so
you think
I don't really
it's fake?
Know.
Yeah. So if you want to jump in on this, 585-222-9800. Again, I anticipate this one to be hotly contested on both sides. Savage or Sensible, dressing up your pet in a Halloween costume, even though you know they absolutely hate it. I'm going savage, clearly. Breezy, you're going sensible on this?
It's so sensible.
Why?
It's so sensible, it hurts. It's like, the thing yeah. about it is you... Seriously, you can't... I know people are going to come... You can't compare animals with babies. You can't compare it. It's not yeah. the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the same. You're okay. nourishing for this thing, this soul of life
mm-hmm.
that has no say, and you're doing things, bending over backwards for them, providing them food, shelter, love, you know, safety, a roof. The least they can do is bring you a night of joy in a Halloween costume. They can suck it up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's the payment. That's the payment.
I'm sorry if that's inconvenience
yeah.
for you.
You know,
but
I don't know.
I've given you love, happiness, and joy your entire
yeah.
life. You can give it to me for this one night. It's not going to kill you.
You know, look, again, yes. Will it kill them? No. Do they hate you and despise you for it? Absolutely.
You don't know that.
Yes.
You just don't
Breezy,
know that.
Breezy.
Read, you are not Dr. Doolittle.
Read the body language. Read the body language. 100%. I'm telling
you. Dr. Doolittle on the show.
Telling you. A bunch of people weighing out on this one up on our Facebook page. Let's just go through a few of them already. Okay, I don't know if I believe this. Missy says, my rescue dog actually loves to be in his doggy sweaters and such, so I don't have this issue with him. And my rescue cats, well, I don't find them being very agreeable, but if your fur baby is just getting it done for a few pictures, I think they will be fine. Look, I'm not going to the level of saying this is animal abuse by any means, but if you have done this and you have felt the slightest, itty-bittiest tinge of guilt, I'm like, oh. I mean, this is adorable. This is going to be a great photo. We're doing it for the gram. Going to get a ton of likes. Yeah, but they definitely hate every possible second of this. If you felt that little bit of guilt, that's your body telling you something. That's your mind telling you this is a savage move.
Mm-hmm. Nope. If it brings you joy and it brings you happiness, you spent so much time and money effort into this this being. And you deserve it. There are certain things that you can do within reason, if it's safe for the animal and if it brings joy to yourself, go for it. Halloween is only once a year. It's not like this is an everyday thing.
Yeah.
That's why it's sensible. It's a once a year type of thing. The dog can suck it up for a couple pictures and to go around from house to house for a little bit.
I don't think it's fair to say that because the dog doesn't understand what's happening.
Gizmo.
The dog hasn't agreed to any of this. There's no contract before. Listen, when you go to
Do babies?
For the record, by the way.
Did Mason sign a contract when you dressed him up as a chicken?
No, I don't know if he hated it. He definitely hates his current costume, for the record. We're working on it right now. But he hates it. And to be honest with you, I feel a little savage putting him in that, by the way. When he's just crying because he doesn't want to have that on. I feel the same way I did when I put a costume on my cat. I really do.
Sucks.
I really, really
do. It's a circle of life. We've all had to do it. We've all had to wear things we didn't want to wear. We've all had to do things we didn't want to do. That's life, baby. Suck it up. I'm sorry that not the whole world is here to serve you and be convenient for you. But, I mean, you got to take one for the team once in a while.
Again, I don't know when this conversation happens when you go to Lollipop Farm and adopt an animal. When do you sit it down and tell it? So just so you know, Halloween time comes around and probably Christmas too, maybe Valentine's Day. I'm going to dress you up in adorably cute little outfits that you're going to hate and you're just going to have to deal with it. I don't know when that happens. I don't know. Is there a contract they signed? Do they put their little paw print on it? So, yep, I accept this. Take care of me. Be great to me. And I will accept this in return. I don't know when that happens necessarily. 222-9800. Allison on with us this morning. Allison, savage or sensible, dressing up your pet in a Halloween costume, even though you know they absolutely hate it. What do you think?
Oh, totally sensible. Breezy, I'm right there with you.
Thanks, totally. Allison.
It's the least these pets can do.
Again?
You're agreeing with Breezy's point that this is the least these pets can do?
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. I have an Australian Shepherd, and her name is Maya. And I don't care. I love it. She's adorable, and I mean, she still gives me hugs and loves and kisses.
Does she hate it, though? Cool. Come on, okay.
Yeah, it's not like she's like pooping all over the house and retaliating
Allison, after you do this
to her.
Allison. Yeah. At any point with your adorable little pup in this costume, do you feel bad at all? Do you feel guilty at all?
No.
Well,
oh,
no, Allison, no. Don't lean in.
I don't know. That seemed like a hedge. Breezy, don't lean in. I think Breezy got in your head there. I can hear your conscience screaming through, Allison. I know what you really want to say. It's okay. You don't have to say the words. I understand.
Allison, don't cave.
No, Breezy, I'm right there with you, Breezy. I can't.
All right, thanks, Allison. Thanks for the phone call. You have a great
one. All right, so that settles it up. We're all tied up.
No,
we're all good.
It's not how. No, that's not how this works. 585-222.
The poll is completely tied right now.
It is? Oh, wow. Okay. 585-222-9800. Shoot us a text. You can give us a call like Allison did. Same number. And the poll is up at 98pxy.com. The hotly contested Savage or Sensible poll. 222-9800. Sarah on with us this morning. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Savage or Sensible today. Dressing up your pet in a Halloween costume, even though you know they absolutely hate it. What do you think?
All right, I'm going to side with Breezy, but I think it is savage if you do it for the whole day.
Okay, all right. We've got some little commenting.
It's like an hour or two.
If you just do it for, like, pictures, it's okay. Yeah, as long as it's not, like, flipping out. Because I do it also, to my dog all the time.
Right. Sarah, no one has time all day. Well, maybe some people do now because they're unemployed. But, I mean, a couple hours here and there.
I mean, good luck keeping the costume on them for a couple of hours. In my experience, good luck keeping that costume on them for, like, literally enough time to snap a picture. Like, 20 seconds, right?
Yeah. So what I do with my dog, because, like, he has his own Instagram, so I put him in the costume and then take him for, like, a quick jog around because, like, they won't smile. They're not happy about it.
See,
and you
thank
know
you.
Not.
Thank you, Sarah. Finally, at least someone's got my back on
but
this.
Sarah,
at
but Sarah.
At least I can admit that, but I still think it's sensible.
Okay.
Sarah, I am just similar to dogs in this sense of dogs love attention. They love getting attention. They love getting pats. They love getting rubs. They love getting all of that. And I'm telling you right now, this is a vehicle that they can use to get even more attention than they already would. Being cute and adorable on their own isn't enough on Halloween. You have to elevate it. You have to go to the next
Sarah,
one. If
Sarah.
Anything, this is actually enhancing and making your dog even happier.
Sarah, do you agree with what Breezy just said?
Yes and no.
I just heard the yes. I didn't hear the no part.
Typically how that works. Sarah, thank you for the phone call this morning. Appreciate you checking
welcome.
In.
All right.
The word no isn't in my vocabulary. The words that I process.
Jeez, the word no is a choice as well. Is that you're saying?
It is.
There's a bunch of comments up on Facebook. You want to grab a couple of those? A couple of the sensibles?
Ooh, the sensible comments on Facebook, of course. Everyone has their own opinions and the way that they're feeling about this. But the comments people are saying, we have Jody weighing in saying, savage all day, every day. I can't imagine someone doing this. Shania saying savage. Amber saying sensible. I have a small dog who needs to wear sweaters and coats, especially in the winter. Although she's not a fan of me putting them on, I know I'm doing them for her own protection and her own safety.
Uh-huh.
This is a safety issue.
Okay. No.
It could snow.
Putting a Halloween costume, that is the most ridiculous point you've tried to make thus far. Putting on a Halloween costume is not a safety issue.
Everyone keeps saying if they hate it, then savage. Like,
yeah.
Like, we don't have to do things we hate all the time. Why are dogs just immune to not doing things that they don't like to do? I'm so confused.
Lisa on with us this morning. Lisa, savage or sensible, dressing up your pet in a Halloween costume, even though you know they absolutely hate it. What do you think?
Well, my dog would bite you, so...
Great.
Oh, wait. But Breeze would be like, wait, why are they biting? Obviously, it's not because of the Halloween costume they're wearing, because all dogs love wearing Halloween costumes.
Oh, no. Mine would bite you. I have a miniature schnauzer, and he has a mind of his own. If you touch him and he doesn't like to be touched, he's going to let you know.
He'll let you know. All right, see? Yeah. They definitely let us know when they don't like things, for sure. All right. Thank you so much for the call, Lisa. You have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
You're welcome.
All right. If you see Lisa walking across the street with that miniature schnauzer, Breeze, you need to stay away. You're going to get snapped. All right, let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. Thank you for all the votes. Much appreciated. You can always vote for Savage or Sensible by texting in the keyword vote for today. Dressing up your pet in a Halloween costume, even though you know they absolutely hate it. 57% of the people voting say it's sensible.
You got to do things you don't want to do in life sometimes.
Poor dogs.
Sucks.
It's poor dogs.
Life's tough. Get a
poor
helmet.
Cats.
Get a helmet, Gizmo. Get a helmet.
Breeze, I want you to analyze once all these photos go up on Facebook. I want you to really look at the face of that dog, that cat, that hamster, whatever. And you will see the sadness.
At least the owners are getting likes. That's all that really matters, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.